State AIS Outreach Specialist Tim Campbell says the latest plan builds on the work of the previous plan. Campbell says some of the old problems remain, but a few new invaders also have arrived.
What we've learned as our program has kind of evolved is that the species of concern will change over time, but the pathways don't. So our new invasive species plan really focuses on those invasion pathways and pathways of concern. So then that way, no matter what species people are concerned about in any given year, we're still making progress to reducing risk across all the different invasive species.
Campbell says the general public can help stop the spread of the invasives. He says if every boater cleaned their boats thoroughly, it would be a tremendous step forward. He says gardeners, too, can help by not sharing their plants and to dispose of them properly before they spread. He says buying native plants is best. And he says there's also an economic impact.
Depending on what numbers you look at, the impacts of invasive species from an economic perspective are in the millions of dollars to billions of dollars, depending on how you want to calculate it. But I really like to kind of focus in, it's these changes to our environment not only change the way our lakes and rivers function, but you know, it can impact kind of this Wisconsin way of life of you're really enjoying our lakes and rivers.
The plan can be found by visiting the DNR website and searching for Aquatic Invasive Species Efforts page. Printed copies are also available. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.